This is Senator Al Simpson. Chalk one up for the kids. This year's budget package includes some new and needed services for children. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Congress took one giant step forward to help those too young to help themselves. In the much maligned budget agreement just passed, innovative and expanded programs for children were approved. By the end of this decade, all young persons living below the poverty line will be covered by Medicaid. The package also included scholarships for health professionals wanting to serve in rural areas. And the WIC program to keep many underprivileged tots fed and healthy also got a good boost. And finally, a new child care tax credit gives parents the option to work or stay home, something they sure didn't have before. Ted, the budget agreement shows we can meet real needs and still make sure that when these kids grow up, the country won't be broke, a result your obsessive welfare state program surely could never guarantee.
Al, you're right to recognize the worthwhile provisions in the budget deal for children, but as you well know, all of those provisions were Democratic initiatives included in the package at the insistence of Democrats in Congress. The budget debate opened a huge credibility gap for President Bush and the Republicans. While Democrats were insisting that any tax increases had to be fair, you and the White House were scheming to protect the wealthy with a capital gains tax cut for the rich. And while Democrats were insisting on more protections for working Americans, the elderly and the poor, you and the White House were pushing for deep cuts in Medicare, even deeper cuts in other social programs, and greater spending by the Pentagon on wasteful, gold-plated weapon systems like Star Wars and B-2 bombers. The budget deal was fair to children and the vast majority of Americans, Al, but no thanks to your unfair Republican schemes. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next with New Year's resolutions for 1991. Will he turn over a new leaf? Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.